A reading from the Good News according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. And he saw and believed. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Only 2 days have passed since we celebrated the birth of Jesus, and here we are at his resurrection. As always, we're reminded that for God, all time is now. We live simultaneously in birth and in death. By faith, we are always immersed in new life, renewal, resurrection, and hope. Today, we celebrate the feast of John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple, the one who, according to gospel accounts, was closest to Jesus, standing along with him at significant moments, the raising of the daughter of Jairus, the transfiguration, and the agony in the garden. Even at the foot of the cross, when the dying Jesus entrusted his mother to his care. Here we see John, along with Simon Peter, rushing to the tomb on Easter morning. Called by Mary Magdalene, the two disciples can't wait to check out for themselves what she's reported. "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." The two men run to the tomb, and John, the younger one, arrives first. He peeks into the darkness and sees the burial cloths there, but defers to his elder companion and ushers Peter in first. John follows him then, and as his eyes adjust to the darkness, his initial glimpse is verified. Indeed, there is no trace of a body, only the empty tomb. He saw and believed. Seeing the emptiness, John believed. But what did he believe? There is the possibility that he believed the body had been stolen. But no, his experience of the historical Jesus pointed to another possibility: the promise of a life beyond death. All that John had seen and heard during those 3 years of close companionship had led him to trust that death was not the last word. The healings and preachings of Jesus always pointed beyond suffering and despair, beyond death. The proclamation of the good news from the mouth of Jesus himself still rang in the ears of John. "The reign of God is here, among you, within you." It was a loud and clear announcement of a new way of being, an invitation to new life. Now, in the empty tomb, John hears the echo of that proclamation. He sees with the eyes of faith what is for him indisputable evidence of a promise fulfilled. The one who died on the cross, who gave up his flesh for the salvation of humankind, was alive again, living in a new dimension of peace and wholeness and hope. What is more, this Jesus, the Christ, had now opened up a whole new way of living to all those who chose to follow him. John saw and believed? Or did he see because he already believed? What do we see that draws us to faith? What do we believe that allows us to see? Seeing, believing, proclaiming the good news of God's unconditional love for all of humankind is our call too, our vocation. Even as we take down our Christmas trees and put away our presents, content in the peace and quiet of the post-holiday period, we continue the journey with Jesus from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, from the wood of the crib to the wood of the cross. Along the way, let us keep our eyes and minds and hearts wide open that we may recognize the signs of his presence, the fulfillment of his promises.